It's all right. Praise him. Go ahead and praise him.
Receive the blessings from the Lord.
and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your head from the gate, and be lift up the everlasting Lord, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head from the gate, even lift them up the everlasting Lord, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him.
Let us pray. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we bow before your throne of mercy and grace this morning, thanking you for another day, O God. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you, O God, for the new mercies of this day. We thank you for your grace, O God. We thank you for your love and kindness. We thank you for your faithfulness, O God. Father God, we thank you this morning, Father God, because we know that you are a prayer answering God. We thank you this morning, Father God, because we know, Father, that you're able to do anything but fail, because there is no failure in you, Father. And so, Father, we gather here, O God, in your sanctuary on this day, O God, just to praise your holy and righteous name, O God. O God, we thank you, O God, for just giving us the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to be able to stand strong in you, O God. We thank you for the promises, O God, that you have made us, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your word this morning, because your word is true, power, and strength. We thank you for your anointing this morning, because your anointing destroys every yoke, O God, and it makes a difference, Father God. And so, Father, we come, Father God, humbly this morning, Father God, giving it all to you, Father God, laying it all at your altar this morning, Father God, because we know, Father God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Father God, and you do all things well, Father God. And so we thank you this morning, and we bless your name, Father God. Father God, we pray for this branch of Zion called Hotter Up Baptist Church, O God. We pray for every member, every ministry, Father God. We pray, O God, for our pastor, O God, this morning, Father God, that you will continue to lead, guide, and direct them, Father God, that you will continue to honor your steps in your word, Father God. We pray, O God, for our first lady, Father God, and healthy, Father God. Father God, bless her, Father God. Bless her going out, bless her coming in, God. Strengthen her in every area of her life that she needs to be strengthened in, Father God. Make bold and shape both of them, Father God, into the holy ones that you would have them to be, Father God. Father God, we thank you, O God, this morning, Father God, for just holding us and shielding us, O God, and protecting us, O God. We thank you, Father God, this morning, Father God, for just being a God that, oh, we can just come to, Father God, any time, any place, and anywhere, Father God, and that you will answer us, Father God. Thank you for attending your ear to our petitions this morning, Father God. And, Father God, we lay them at the foot of your altar this morning, knowing that you are the only person, Father God, that can do something about it, Father God. You're the only one, Father God, that can help us, Father God, in our time of need, Father God. Because your word tells us, Father, that you will supply all of our need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Father God, for being our need provider, Father God.
Yeah.
We thank you for being our shepherd, O God. We thank you for being our refuge and our fortress, Father God.
Yeah.
Father God, we thank you for being our light and darkness, Father God, our strength and weakness, Father God. We just thank you this morning because you are all of those things and much more, Father God. And so we bless your name and we praise your name this morning. Lay your hands on your people this morning, Father God. Strengthen, O God, them, Father God, in every area of their lives, O God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, Father God, for the absence.
Father God, family this morning. We pray for those that are on the phone line, Father God, those on Facebook or whatever media, oh God, that they are listening, oh God, or looking, oh God, at this service this morning, Father God. Father God, bless them and their families. Keep them, Father God, as only you can, Father God. Keep us, Father God, as only you can, Father God, because we know when you keep us and we will be kept, Father God. Because we cannot keep ourselves, Father God, but you're the one that keeps us going, Father God. We pray, oh God, for traveling mercies for your people today, Father God. We pray this morning, oh God, for those in hospitals and nursing facilities and assisted living places this morning. Oh God, we holler and we pray this morning, Father God, for those that might need you, Father God, and they're facing, oh God, financial challenges, emotional challenges, physical challenges, Father God. And Father God, we pray this morning, oh God, for those that are homeless this morning, Father God. You know all about that situation, Father God. And we lift up all leadership this morning, Father God, all heads of state this morning, Father God. President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, Father God, all of your mayors and senators and congressmen on the hill, Father God, touch their hearts and their minds and their spirits this morning, Father God, and let them make the right decisions where your people are concerned, Father God. Father, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name, Father God. Oh, God, we lift up this morning, Mother Poindexter, Poindexter family this morning, oh, God. We thank you for what you've done in Jessica's life and Pastor Gregory's life, oh, God, and First Lady Gregory's life, Father God. We thank you, oh, God, for what you've done in all of our lives, Father God, because if the truth be told, Father God, you have been good. You have been excellent. You have been kind. You have been marvelous, oh God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name, and we praise your name, Father God. And we thank you, oh God, this morning, because there is none like you, Father God. We can look over and over and over, and we won't find nobody like you, Father. And so, God, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name this morning. Bless your people everywhere this morning, Father God, as only you can, Father God. Continue to keep us as the apple in your eye, Father God. And in spite of what it looks like, be like, or feel like, Father God, we are going to still continue to give you the praise, Father God, because praise is what we do, Father God. When we are going through, Father God, praise is what we do. And we know, Father God, that you're going to help us to get through, oh God, and to move through the challenges that we face in life. And so, Father, we thank you. We say hallelujah to your name this morning. We say glory, 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 hallelujah, oh God, this morning. And we ask all of these petitions in the mighty and matchless powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen for being here in prayer this morning. Amen. Thank God for his presence and the power of his Holy Spirit. Amen. That meets us here every time we come to worship him. Amen. Thank God that he is faithful. Amen. God will give you what you need when you need it. I think I'm going to say that again.
Yes.
God will give you what you need.
Yes, he will.
When you need it.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Somebody ought to testify.
Yes, sir.
That's just the way he is. Amen. And as far as I know, amen, God hasn't changed before me. Amen. He hasn't changed right now. He's not going to change after me.
That's
amen.
Right.
I believe Dr. Sykes, the word says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. The word that God is going to continue to be good. Amen. The praise team was singing this morning, amen, about how good God is. How they just wanted to thank him. Amen. I don't know about you, amen, but I think sometimes we don't thank God enough. Amen. Have you ever found yourself early in the morning complaining? Amen. Sometimes we get up and it might be a little hot in the house. And, you know, we complain about it being hot. And later on in the day, the temperature might have dropped. Amen. We complain about it being cold. Have we got it with
you? Yeah.
get to a place, amen, where you're a little hungry, amen, and might only have two eggs instead of three, amen. But we don't thank God for the two. I'm messing now, Lord have mercy. Every now and then we just need to have a thankful day.
Yeah.
Well, I got a witness. I challenge them today, amen. That on tomorrow, amen, when we wake up, then we're going to have an all-day thankful day. Somebody try to tell you something negative, amen. Just be thankful, amen. And this is the day that the Lord has made. Come to rejoice and be glad.
That's right.
When that thing hits you, amen, in the toe, amen, or that non-funny bone, amen, and say, thank God that I still got the toe. And a funny bone. Come on now. Amen. Because somewhere in this world, somebody doesn't have a toe or a funny bone. Ever got any? Have a thankful day tomorrow, amen. This song we learned in Sunday school. Y'all remember that song we learned in Sunday school when you was a wee tyke. I don't even know they were tyke. You tyke no more. You was a wee little tyke, amen. And you was in Sunday school and this sister so and so, amen, taught you how to sing hymn number 465. And it's entitled Jesus Loves Me. Y'all remember that one?
Yeah.
Y'all remember? Do you remember that one, amen? And you was a little teeny thing. And sometimes they bring you out front to church, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And they have you sing, Jesus loves me. But the thing that I like about it is I don't care how young or how old you are, amen, Jesus still loves you. Is that all right? And if anybody in your household or anybody in your life, amen, say they don't love you, you tell them, that's all right. What? Jesus loves me. Amen. And you keep singing this song. The first verse says, Jesus loves me, this I know.
Uh-huh.
For the Bible, what? Tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but what? He is strong. And it said, yeah, Jesus loves me.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. What? For the Bible tells. Now let's sing it like we little kids at heart. Amen? Amen. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died. Heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me still. Though I'm very weak and ill, from his shining throne on high, comes to watch me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me. Well, last verse. Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me all the way. If I love him when I die, he will take me home all night. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, for that like he was a little child. Amen. I like that verse, I commend me in verse 3 where he said, he loved me still. Amen. Is that all right? Amen. Sometimes a fair weather friend. Have I got a witness? Amen. As long as you're doing something for them, amen. They're going to love you. Amen. As soon as that shoe gets flipped over, they're going to love you. Amen. You ain't got the money no more. They ain't gonna love you no more. Amen. But see, if Jesus is gonna love you, amen, in spite of you. Amen. Love you still. Amen. That's the unconditional love, Dr. Harris. Amen. God has unconditional love. Even though we messed up this morning. Come on. I didn't even say yesterday. Amen. Even though we messed up this morning. God still loves you. Amen. Even though you had that big lie on last week, amen. God still loves you. Amen. And he'll be right there for you. Amen. And if you love him when you die, amen, he's going to take you to a home, what? On high. I don't know about you, amen. I'm looking for my home on high. Amen. We thank God today. I'm going to see if we have a testimony in the house this morning. We're going to go over here with Dr. Lindsay. Amen. Jesus loves me.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for another beautiful Sunday. He has blessed me to be. Truly, God has been my anchor. He's been my rock and my strength. All my help and peace. I give him all the glory this morning. I praise God for my church family, Pastor Kayson, First Lady Kayson, the Heart of God Baptist Church. And then I thank God for my family. Thank God for friends and loved ones.
Yeah.
Thank God for Jesus. Because he paid my sin debt in full. And I thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit that keeps me every day, that guides me every day. And so I give God all the glory this morning because truly he is a mighty good God.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God this morning for Jesus' love. I thank him this morning for, amen, for Jesus' joy.
Amen.
Truly, God is good and his mercy endures forever. And I just thank God for doing everything in my life that he has ever done. Every situation, every challenge that I have been through, I thank God that he has been right there with me. He has gone through it with me. And I just thank God for his love because God's love is amazing.
Amen.
We don't have to worry about God's love. But the love of the world is something different. But God's love never changes.
That's right.
And so we thank God, and I thank God for his love today. I thank him for his faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
But truly, God is truly faithful. And so I'm just thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm just blessed.
Amen.
Because God has truly been good to me.
Amen. Amen. We have another one who can help.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm thankful for another day. I'm thankful that God touched me with his finger of love this morning. I'm thankful for all that he's done for me, for all that he's going to do for me, and for what he's doing right now in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Thankful for my church family, for my pastor, First Lady, for my family, for my friends, little ones. Just encourage somebody today.
Yeah.
Try Jesus. Encourage somebody today to try Jesus. The best thing that will ever happen to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
So just, you know, just thankful just for one more day just to get it right. Amen. Thankful that God chose me in spite of me. Amen. I'm glad that he saved me from myself. I'm glad that he loved me when I didn't want to be loved. I'm glad that he picked me up out of the pit. And that's why I will never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because it saved my soul. Whatever you're going through in life, just know that it didn't catch God by surprise. Whatever you're going through in your life, just trust that he is able, and even if he doesn't heal you, he'll be with you always, even to the ends of the earth. Amen?
That's word.
Just know that God got us, and we're going to go through some stuff from when you were a baby to the age that you are now. You've been through some stuff, amen?
Amen.
And you've learned some things, and God just wants us to learn to depend on him. Watch this first. See, a lot of us like to go talk to mom or dad. Ain't nothing wrong with talking to mom or daddy, sister, brother, but we got to go to the one who can do something about the situation. Amen?
Amen.
Oftentimes I know that we, you know, tell people about our problems and we just hear it back in the streets. Amen? But God is the one that can actually do something about it. So just keep the faith, keep going, and know that God got us no matter what's going on.
Yeah.
The greatest thing in our lives is the love of God.
Amen.
To have that in our hearts and to know that, yes, these obstacles in your lives are meant to kill you, but the things that God has for you on the other side is way greater than the things that you're going through. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm thankful for another day. My testimony is definitely, God's been great to me.
Amen.
Thank God that it's another day. But he continues to be great in my life. Use us as needed.
Amen.
If we have another testimony in the back over here. Amen. How good God has been.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I want to thank God, he's my everything. So, what is the money and the luxury that he brings? Some folks live by glory to hear his praise, his son. But I live for Jesus, and to him I cling. Jesus is my everything. When my load is heavy and it's more than I can bear, I depend on Jesus. He was always there. He's my strength and weakness. He is always there. Jesus is my everything. And as looking back on my life, he is my everything. He has been there for me. As we're saying, when I wasn't loving, he has been my everything. And I just thank God for all that he has done in my life and what he's doing in the life of the Heart of God Baptist Church. And as you know, I think we're reading pastors in the talking sometimes. You have not, so you ask not.
Right.
And then it's like, you know, truly the Lord has been blessing us. You know, sometimes, you know, even this week, I look out there, you know, we got a blessing from somebody, not from the church. But
right.
God is truly good.
Yeah.
If we put it out there, we know God, you know, like I said, this is, you know, somebody calls in sometimes or whatever like that on the phone. But like I said, as long as we're showing that God is with us and we are loving, even though people might sit down and talk about the heart of God.
They talk about Jesus.
It just definitely sometimes just hear the negativity things people are saying about the heart of God.
Yeah.
Especially when you've been there and seen what the heart of God has done for a whole lot of people.
Yeah, sure.
So it doesn't really get to me. And, so just, I'm just put out there. It's like, you know, we're going to reach where we can reach. And I just thank God for the person that, you know, sent us the contribution this week.
Exactly.
And, you know, I just thank God for what he's doing and the heart of God.
Amen.
Like,
yeah, amen.
Amen.
Hello, I'm here for my first lady. Good morning, first lady.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
So we're saying good morning to all our family, to all our friends, all the members here at Heart of God Baptist Church. God is just so good. And one thing that I have learned over the years, that you can't beat God's gift.
That's right.
He has always been faithful to his word, and Father God has always been a recipient of God's giving. You can't beat that. It's something you can't beat. You can't buy it. It's something that he has given to us as a church, Heart of God Baptist Church. We have a heart for God, and God knows our heart. And he has blessed us tremendously over the years. And with people who that have continue to bless Heart of God Baptist Church, and as far as I know, they will continue to bless us. And that's how Heart of God keeps the doors open, keeps the lights on, through God's giving. And giving is of your, yes, you give of your tithes and your offers, but also of your time and your talent. Mm-hmm. And we thank everyone for their time and their talent. That's how we give to the Lord. And that's how the Lord gives things back to us in twofold. It could be twofold, it could be fourfold. I don't know. But I thank the Lord for just for this branch of Zion where he comes by every Sunday.
Amen.
And he comes by and
Amen.
He always brings us something.
Amen.
And whatever he brings us, we need to hide in our heart and carry us throughout the week until we meet together again collectively. And individually. I just praise the Lord for the good things he has done and he continues to do here at Heart of God. I thank the Lord for everyone here today. I thank the Lord for those on the phone line, on Facebook, any means necessary to hear what God has for you. I just bless you all. I pray that you have a blessed week. Stay safe. I love you. I'm sending out air hugs and kisses until we actually see everyone here in the sanctuary.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We see you on the phone line this morning. Praise the Lord. Go to first worshiper, last four digits, 7611. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. You lay down in the nighttime, you go with a peaceful mind, you pain and whatnot, but the next morning, the good Lord touch your eyes, and your eyes pop open like bottles popping each other and says, good morning, son. You got another second day, another second chance
Amen.
To stay on the top of this ground and praise the Lord. And I'm so thankful, Father, you gave me another second chance to look at the ground and look at the air and say, thank you, God, you gave me another second chance to say, thank you, Father, for being so good to me. You have brought me a mighty long way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7971. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady, and Heart of God Baptist Church. I want to thank you all this morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I want to thank you and Father God Baptist Church for your prayers and for being there for me. I thank God because he's been so good to me. He is my refuge. If it wasn't for the Lord, good Lord, on my side at this point of my life, I don't know whether I could make it or not. It has been very difficult, but he has always been there to give me the strength that I need from day to day.
Amen.
I thank
Amen.
God that I'm still here, and I thank him for his love and for all that he has done for me and my family. In spite of, we know I know he loves me. I know he's all that I have to lean and depend on. And I know that he has kept all his promises to me. He said he would never leave me nor forsake me. and he has. That's why I can sit here this morning and praise his name and give him all the thanks and praise that he is due, because he is a good God all the time. He's my friend. He's everything. And I thank God. He has been there for me. It's not easy. It's not easy with the things that I suffer each and every day. But I know as long as I hold on to God's unchanging, he's not going to let me down. He's going to do for me. Thank you all. You have a blessed week. Safe week. Continue to do what you do for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Pastor, First Lady, Heart of God Church. I thank God for another day. I thank him for all of his blessings all of the time. I just want to say I ask your continued prayers upon me, my family. I thank God for them as well. I know that without the Lord, where would I be? I, too, am going to continue to stay lifted up in the Lord, doing what I can for the Lord, and I know he will do for me. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his grace, his mercy endures forever. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'd like to thank God for everyone on the line. Deacon Rita Price, amen, on the line. Thank God for her. Continue steadfast. Thank everyone. Continue to labor in the vineyard. Amen. Bible says that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers were few. Thank God for the faithful few that continue in every week, every weekday, amen. Whatever way you continue to be faithful, we thank God for you, amen. And encourage you to stay steadfast in the Lord. The word says to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, so that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Amen. Amen. So hold on. Amen. Don't give in. Don't throw in. Amen. I'm going to ask Mr. Harris to lead us in prayer this morning. I want to continue to pray for each other. Amen. That God will give us what we need throughout the week. Amen. And God will continue to bless us, our going out and our coming in. Amen. That he would continue, amen, to give us the strength from day to day. Amen. Pray for all of our relatives and families and extended families, those who have been going through this week. Amen. Pray God to give them the strength that they'll make it through another week. Amen. Give God the glory. Dr. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Father God, we just want to bless your name for that. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. You are worthy. We love you, Father God. We praise you. We lift you. We honor you. Sometimes before we go to the throne, we just got to give thanks for what you've already done. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength, Father God, for waking us up this morning, Father God, and just being God all by yourself. Thank you, Father God, that if we look into the grave, Father God, of Buddha Muhammad, Father God, that there's still bones there. But on the third day, Father God, you rose with all power in your hand, Father God. You gave us that boldness on the third day, Father God. You gave us life on that third day, Father God, and we just want to say thank you.
Father God, the world is in chaos, Father God. Hell is breaking loose everywhere, Father God, in the schools, in the streets, Father God. But it's not catching you by surprise, Father God. For your word, Father God, declares, Father God, that the young men will be dying in the streets, God. And we've seen it to this day, God. But also, Father God, you said you'll be with us always, even to the ends of the earth. So just thank you, Father God, for being true to your word.
Yeah.
And Father, also your word, Father God, it says that whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever is loose on earth is loose in heaven, Father God. So we bind up the adversary right now in the name of Jesus. Some of us have sicknesses, Father God. Some of us have pain, Father God. So we're just going to put that right now. We're going to bind it up in the name of Jesus. Whatever problems that we're going through, Father God, we lay it at the altar right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever problems, circumstances, situations, Father God, stress, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. The bills, Father God, the kids, Father God, the loved ones, Father God, the young people, Father God, the people in position, we're going to put all of that, we're going to bind that up right now in the name of Jesus. And we're going to loose the healing power of the Holy Spirit. The restoration power of the Holy Spirit. Songwriter just says, thank you, Lord, you made a way. You open up doors, Father God, that no man can close, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the doubters, Father God. We thank you for the naysayers, Father God. We thank you for the people that see us at our lows, Father God. So that when you elevate us, dear God, they say it's nobody else but God. It couldn't be. Because this person was down on their last leg. This person was almost out. This person was called crazy. But because you live, Father God, we can face tomorrow, Father God, because you live, Father God, and you got up on that third day, Father God, we can look the enemy in the face and laugh. Tell that mountain to move. Tell that body to be healed. And we don't want to play no more, God. We want you. We want the fullness of you, Father God. Everything that you have to offer us, Father God, help us to be receptive of these things, Father God. We love you. You protect us every day. Thank you, Father God. You protect our ones and our household, Father God, that simply says when they leave out the door, I'll see you later, I love you. You keep your hands in protection over us, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Yeah, Father God, we're hurting, but we're thankful. Some of us, Father God, don't know what to do, but we're grateful. Some of us is looking, Father God, for that way out, and we're thankful, Father God, that no longer, Father God, we can just drop, Father God, to our knees, Father God, and look up to the hills from which cometh our help. Because our help comes from you, God. And no longer, Father God, shall we complain, Father God. No longer shall we doubt, Father God. But when situations arise, Father God, that we will go to you, Father God, to cast all the cares on you, Father God, because you care for us.
So
we just thankful, Father God, for you being Jesus all by yourself. Thank you, Father God, that we don't have to go out to the field, Father God, no more. Give your blood sacrifice. But Father God, you took care of it. You took care of it, Father God. You knew these times were going to come, Father God. So we just want to say thank you for being the all-wise, the all-knowing, the all-true, the all-knowing God, all-powerful. That when things go on in our lives, Father God, we can just say, in the name of Jesus. Because there's power in the name of Jesus there. That he said he'll make your path straight. We thank you for the trials and the tribulations there, God. You're just wonderful to us, God. time and time and time and time again. We don't deserve it, Father God. We deserve to be dying and going through a burning hell, Father God, but you said no. Thank you, Father God, for stepping in, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father God, for even, Father God, when you wanted the cup to be taken away from you, Father God, you said nevertheless. Help us, Father God, that when we're going through our situations that we can have a nevertheless. That we know we're pain in our body, but nevertheless. Know that we have more bills than money, but nevertheless, your will be done, God. We deny ourselves right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless the preacher right now in the name of Jesus. Decrease him so you may increase, Father God. Open our hearts, Father God, and we will be able to receive the word. Thank you for the heart of God. Thank you, Father God, that you come over here every Sunday and you take your shoes off with your feet. We're just thankful for that. We're just thankful, Father God, for the people that are here. We thank you, Father God, because it's just for two or three.
Yeah.
Our gathering, you're the list, Father God. You didn't say you need 100,000 people, Father God. What you said? Two or three, Father God. And I'd like to believe that once the two are here, Father God, you're the third. Thank you, Father God, for being the third, Father God, for being the completion. We thank you, Father God. Everything that goes on in our lives, Father God, we just want to say we are thankful, Father God. We are so sorry for complaining and being doubtful, Father God. Help us with our doubts, Father God. Help us with our, we don't know, Father God. Help us to be bold, Father God, that we don't want to keep hiding behind things, Father God, but we want to step in front with your spirit, Father God, because we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Help us not to be scared, Father God.
Yeah.
Help us to be changers, Father God. Help us to stand up when everybody else is sitting down, Father God. The liars are standing up. The cheaters are standing up. The killers are standing up. But Father God thinks that we're the only ones that's sitting down. So in this world, Father God, we're going to hell. We just ask for the boldness. We just ask, Father God, that we're able to stand on your word, Father God, and proclaim your word, dear God, that the weapons formed against us shall prosper. The weapons will form, the weapons will hit us, but they won't prosper. Come on, God. Thank you for that, Father God. And your word, Father God, is so true, Father God. That yea, though I walk down the valley of the shadow of death. See, sometimes we walk in, Father God, but we shall fear no evil. Because you're with us, Father God. Your rod and your staff, Father God, and comfort us, Father God. Thank you for being the doer of your word, Father God, that that you set a table before us in the presence of our enemies, Father God. So thankful for the ones that talked against the heart of God, Father God. We thankful for the ones that talked against us, Father God, that you shall prepare the table, Father God, in the presence of them, Father God, that you anoint thy hand with oil and that cup shall not run us over. Know that, my Lord, Father God, know your words. We thank you for your word, Father God. That's all true, Father God, that it's a sword, Father God, that we no longer have to fight physically, but we can just fight with your word, Father God. No matter what the enemy says, Father God, we got to still praise going on, Father God, because you still been good. You still been keeping us, God. You still been making a way, God. You still woke us up this morning, God. You still touch us with your finger of love, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, God. Because we're still going to stand, Father God, God. We're still not going to move, Father God, God. Until you say move, God, huh? And we thank for Father God, huh? Yes, sir. Sometimes it get hard, God. It get really hard, God. But your word, Father God, help us stand strong, Father God, huh? It ain't easy for your people, Father God. From the earth of the Lord and the fullness thereof, huh? And they flow with it, huh? So we thank you, Father God. Yeah, we just thank you, Father God. We love you, we praise you, we lift you, we honor you, Father God. And we're grateful because things are already done.
already moved out of our way, God. We're thankful because our body's already healed. It's like fire that's shut up in my bones. Thank you. We're just thankful, Father God, for you, Father God. We just love you. We praise you. We honor you, Father God. Everything, Father God, we have left this at the altar, Father God, not to take with us, dear God, but we're going to leave it right here at the altar, Father God. We don't want it no more. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your word is Jesus. Hallelujah. To your name, God. It's your name, God. It's your name that the demons got to go. That the pain got to go. That the mouth is down.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the heart of God. Thank you for the 20 years. And Jesus, thank you for 20 years. The one thing that remains the same is you, God. Yes, sir. I feel his presence right now. I feel him. This is your time right now. And whatever you're going through, just leave it at the altar. It's your time right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God, that we have a release, Father God. Because Father God just been going through a little bit lately, God. But to give us a release, Father God, to give us hope.
Lord, our God is omnipotent. It just ripped me.
grandbaby 3 years old, 2 years old. What in the world is going on in man's heart that he can indiscriminately fire, amen, into a neighborhood, amen, and injure the mama and kill the child? To help me, God, I need some comfort right now. I'm a grown man, but a two-year-old that's dead today because of somebody, amen, was mad with somebody else, so mad that they was trying to kill him, amen, over something frivolous. So I said, Lord, show me in your word. That I can find some comfort somewhere to talk to our church today, to talk to me today, to let us know, amen, that death in this world is not the final thing. Somebody ought to say, glory to God. Glory to God that death in this world is not the final thing. We're going to experience it. It'll rip you to your heart. You'll have tears and you'll cry all night long. But understand, because of what Christ did on Calvary's cross, because of what Christ did when he hung, he bled, he died, he was buried, and he was resurrected, amen. Because of what he did, amen, death in the grave has been defeated. That's not the final say. That's not how the story ends. Amen. The song that Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like me. It says he went from the cross to the grave, from the grave, amen, to the sky, amen. And that was his love. And because of Christ's love at Calvary, amen, we can have hope even when a two-year-old child, amen, is gunned down in the street. You say, Lord, have mercy, how is that possible? How is that possible? So I look at Thessalonians. Paul is talking to the Thessalonians, telling them in verse 18 of chapter 4, he says, wherefore, comfort one another, not the lengthy, with these words. In the midst of an evil and a perverse world, yeah, God chose his servant to write that we can find comfort in the word of God. The word of God will comfort you. And you say, why do we need comfort? Mm-hmm. And we all just need to look at our daily lives. Sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes happy, sometimes sad, sometimes weary, amen, sometimes sleepless nights, amen, sometimes the clouds lay low, amen, sometimes we can't even see the road, amen, sometimes we have some weary days and some dreary days, amen. But somewhere along the line, God will put a word in your spirit and say that all of our good days, amen, will outweigh what? Our bad days, amen. And God will counsel us that we should not complain. Why? Because in spite of all these things, God still has been good. What? To us. See, the enemy will have you messed up because he'll keep causing children and things that happen, amen, to beat you down. Anybody ever been beat down? Where you felt like you didn't have any hope. You felt like, amen, you didn't understand why the situations and the circumstances kept being compounded, why this didn't work out, or why that didn't work out, or why you feel this way, or why you feel this way, or why you feel this way in the church, or why you feel this way at home, or why you feel this way in general about everything. God said, in this world, you're going to have some difficult times. But if you hold on to me, I'll see you through.
And so Paul, when he was writing this letter, it was just like any other day in any other church. There was some stuff going on. Amen. Folks didn't like the church. Folks didn't like the preacher. Folks didn't like the people in the church. Folks didn't like this, that, and the other. Ain't nothing been new under the sun. Folks going to be folk in the church. Look at somebody say, folks going to be folk in the church. Look at somebody say, folks going to be folk on their job. Look at somebody say, folks going to be folk in their family. Folks is folk. That's who we are. Amen. We some days we good, some days we bad. Some days we get it right, and some days we don't get it what? Right. That's just how people are. Amen. So Paul is preaching to a people. He's teaching. He's sending a letter to the people. Amen. He said, y'all doing some good things, and some of the things y'all ain't doing so well. In other words, Paul said, if the shoe fits, amen. Now, I'm trying to get it off of. Sad thing is, amen, sometimes folks will hold on to that shoe because it feels good. Come on now. Have I got a witness? Paul said, sin feel good, amen. And he know, amen, that everybody in this world has sinned and come short of the glory of God. Dr. Sack, that's what he wrote in Romans 3:23. He said, all have what? Sinned and come short, what? Of the glory of God, amen. And he also gave us some hope in Romans 6:23. He said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, what our Lord. And this is what Paul is telling the Thessalonians, amen, that even though the wages of sin is death, and every man, amen, is destined to die one time, but God paid the price, amen, for the power and the penalty to be delivered off of you and me and all those who believe. In his death, burial, and resurrection. So I said, well, what am I supposed to say? And he said, go back to that first, one of those first churches that Paul ministered to. And that's why Paul was so steadfast about preaching the gospel. Dr. Lindsay, it's because he knew that there was going to be all kind of distractions and isms and schisms and issues, amen, with all in common everyday folk, whether you're in the church or you're out of church. But he understood that the gospel has the power to cut through all of the noise. It has the power unto God and to salvation. The preacher said earlier, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because it is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the Greek, to whoever believes. That's the power. And all we have to do is look at ourselves and see what God's word, God's gospel has done in our lives. Somebody say, I may not be all that I want to be, but I thank God that I'm not what I was used to be. In other words, we can look back over our lives and see how far God has brought us from. Amen? The things that we used to say, we don't say as often no more. Have I got a witness? The things that we used to do, we don't do as often as we used to do. Amen? The places that we used to go that we shouldn't have gone to, we don't go as often what as we used to do. Amen? The attitudes and the ungodliness, amen, that we used to have so regularly, amen, it has become less and less. Have I got a witness? In other words, this has a change has come over you. A change is happening in your life. The Holy Spirit has come in your life and has regulated some of that stuff. We've gotten to the point where we understand that God says, don't be conformed to this world, but be you what? Transformed by the renewing what of our minds. Amen. And he calls us to be a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. And God said, I'm not asking you for a lot. He said, but this is your what? Reasonable what? Service.
Come on.
Too many times we forget that God's not asking us for a whole lot. He's just asking us to be holy. He's just asking us to be an example. He's asking us to be the ones who will show those that are in a dying world, amen, that God is for real, amen. And the reason that I know he's for real, because he's come into my life and changed my life around. He's turned me around. He's cleaned me up. He's given me a new heart. He's given me a new walk. He's given me a new lease on life. He's given me a new perspective where I have the ability to love in spite of. So Paul, talking to common folk with a few issues here and a few issues there, amen, folk just like you and me. Amen. Look at somebody and say, yep, I still got a few too. Amen. And he said, what I want you to understand, amen, is that even though you got a few issues, I still need you to preach the gospel. See, that's a trick of the enemy, amen. And he gonna throw some issues in your life, amen, and in my life, amen, and want you to pick up the towel like this, Dr. Sackett, and say, I'm tired of them Negroes, I'm tired of them folk, amen, I'm tired of them, I'm tired of her, I don't want to do it no more, I quit, I give up, and what? I know I'm not the only one. Amen, like, amen. I know I'm not the only one. Some of them four-letter words come back. He said, the H, yeah, I'm going to leave that alone. Where's them? I'm going to get my Bible Lord have mercy. And I'm going to what? Home.
That's right.
Lord have mercy.
That's right.
But not the same old thing.
That's right.
Shut up in my mouth. I ain't preaching the gospel no more. I ain't telling nobody about Jesus. All of them can die and go to hell.
Yeah.
Can I keep it real? Amen. Grab my Bible, grab my book, grab my everything, and cut my behind off.
Right. Ain't gonna listen no one.
Tell the truth. But soon as I sit down, that fire gets to burning.
Come on.
Something about this, something on the inside, amen, that just won't let you rest. Lord have mercy. You toss and turn, and you say, I ain't going to dare, but they ain't going to listen to nobody else. But some kind of way the scripture comes to you, Lord have mercy. Something will pop up in your spirit. Come on now. Some will let you know, amen, that God, amen, is not finished with them yet because he ain't finished with you yet. Come on now. Something will pop up in you like the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Something will pop up in your spirit that says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God's dispensation, God's hand of grace is still reaching out, amen, to the lowliest of the lowliest. And one time we were down there too, but God's grace reached way down and picked us up. God looked past our fault and saw our needs and died anyway. So I found myself going to get my towel back. Taking the walk of shame back to the throne. Father, forgive me for I have sinned. Help me to get back to where you need me to get back to. Help me to get back in the frame of mind that I can continue to fight this fight. And that's what Paul was saying to the Thessalonians. He's saying, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. I know you're getting persecuted. I know you're getting tired. I know you're getting upset about the things that have happened to you now that you've been born again. He says, but don't give up because somebody else, amen, needs to hear the word of God. And God, when he gave his great command, he said, go ye therefore. Was that right, Doctor? He didn't say, go him therefore. He said, go ye. In other words, it's up to what? Y'all, now. He done finished the work on Calvary's cross. Amen. And on the day of Pentecost, he sent the other comforter, what? That was promised from the Father, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the church was born. Amen. And everybody heard the word in their own language. Amen. So nobody can say, I don't know. Because the Holy Spirit will speak to you wherever you are on this continent, whether you're Japanese, Chinese, Portuguese, whatever you come from, ease and this and that and all those other things on the seven continents of the earth, the Holy Spirit will speak to you so your behind will understand. There's none without with excuse. So he said, well, Pastor, it's rough. Don't nobody listen. Don't nobody care. And I'm the only one. And it's a waste of my time. And I really don't feel like it. And I don't care. Have we got a witness? Amen. And God said, well, when you was out there doing your thing. Lord, have we got a witness? Somebody was up praying for your behind. Have we got a witness? Your mama and your great-grandma. Amen. Was down on their knees. Talking about bless that little nappy-head boy.
Yeah.
And that little breath and britches, the thing he got it going on. Have I got a witness? Amen. The thing he's God's gift to every woman. Amen. That he would have an encounter with you. Amen. And turn his life around. Every little fast-tailed young lady. Come on now. Reverend Sykes said, help her. Amen. Amen. That, amen. No, she got the power over, amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about,
yes,
amen.
Yes, sir.
It's talking
yes,
about
sir.
The birds and the bees,
yes,
amen.
Yes,
they got the power, come on now, every brother, amen, that ever seen the woman that God made. Good
yes.
God Almighty, amen. Somebody said, God didn't make no junk. Come on yes. now. Have I got a witness? I'm just keeping it real, amen.
Real.
And young ladies know they got it going on. Ladies say, we know we got it going on. Amen. And because they got it going on, the fellas, amen, don't even stand a chance. Amen. But when they understand, amen, that they came to help the brother and not hurt the brother, amen, that they can understand that they can work together, amen, and do the things that God wants them to do in God's way. I'm being nice
That's
about
right.
it.
That's right.
Amen. I'm not going to meddle this morning. Amen. Ruffling no feathers. I ain't meddling. Amen. But y'all know about the birds, what? And the bees. Amen. Paul, when he's instructing them, read 1 Thessalonians 1 through 5. He talks about the birds and the bees. Amen. With the men and the women. And they were doing the things, amen, the way God said not to do it. Amen. And so God just said, get together. The birds and the bees is what's happening. Amen. But do it in the way that God wants you to do the birds, what? And the bees.
That's right. That's right.
That's what Paul said. But you talk about that now, and here we go. Pastor Messi. Pastor all up in my business. Pastor saying this, pastor saying this. I ain't saying nothing but what the words say. Come on now. Amen. And so, he deals with the foolishness. He deals with folk in the church. He deals with the birds and the bees. And then he says, now there's one thing I need to also clear up. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That when folk die, that's not the end. If you die in the Lord, amen, you are in a better place. Amen. And those of us that remain, we don't need to worry in either. And so God says in that verse 18, I want you to be comforted to understand that your labor in the Lord is not in vain, that your work for the Lord is not in vain. I want you to understand, amen, that you should not be afraid about going out and preaching the gospel because God got you no matter where and how you are. The preacher said early in his prayer, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God is with me. And all I'm trying to say today, church, is the church has got to stand up, amen, and walk through that valley, amen, and don't fear the evil, amen, and be like light shining in darkness, amen, telling a dying world that the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We need to be a clarion voice in the universe telling men and women, amen, that God is real, the power of the resurrection is real, that God paid the price for sin and he made the victory over death and the grave. So he got down to verse 13. I'm going to let y'all go because I know y'all got some chicken wings and some salsa and some sauce to make for the Super Bowl. Have I I got a witness. I don't know whose team you are rooting for, amen. It might be the team from California, or it might be the team from Kansas City, amen. Kansas, amen. But God wants you to give a warning to you before you get around the TV or might be flying out there, amen, like some of the other celebrities, amen, to watch the game in person. But as the Christian church, we should still be talking about the resurrection and the return of Christ on Super Bowl Sunday. I don't want you to get caught, amen, in a Super Bowl party, amen, when Jesus cracks the sky and calls the dead in Christ to rise first, and those of us who remain, amen, to meet him in the air, amen. I don't want you to get caught with a buffalo wing on your lip. Come on now, amen. Have I got a witness? Amen. And your hands in the chip. Amen. When God cracks the sky and calls us from labor to reward. I don't want to see you doing the wave and your hoop and your holler and your celebration dance. Amen. If you don't have Jesus in your heart. So Paul goes on in verse 13, and I'm going to leave y'all alone. 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, verse 13. He says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that they sorrow not even as others have no hope. And so when you understand, amen, that a little child, amen, no longer has to worry about the suffering of this world, but the little child, amen, has the ability, amen, to be resurrected, has the ability to have a relationship with God, amen, because, amen, the little child at 2 years is not cognizant of their sin, and so God is not holding that to their charge, amen, but the big folk, the folk with the guns, amen, the folk with the nasty mouth, the folk with the do it my way, highway attitude, they're going to have to stand and give an account, and so Paul wants those who have died, amen, to understand that there's going to be a heaven and there's going to be a hell, amen. And he wants us who are preaching and teaching the gospel, amen, to not worry about dying because that's not the end. That's not how the story ends. And so he goes on and says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also would sleep in Jesus, Dr. Lindsay, will God bring with him. In other words, there's going to be a great getting up morning. Have I got a witness? I don't know if it's going to be in the morning or it's going to be in the evening. I don't know if it's going to be halftime when Hush is singing his song. Amen. I don't know if it's going to be in the third quarter when the Kansas City player's girlfriend comes to the stadium. I don't know how it's going to be. Amen. But it's going to be a great getting up morning. And those that do not understand that you have to die in Christ, so when he cracks the sky and brings it back, amen, that we didn't want to ever be with the Lord. I'm almost finished. I'm wrapping up. In verse 15, he says, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain shall not prevent them which are asleep. In other words, your saved grandmama in them, your saved granddaddy in them, your saved auntie and uncle in them, your saved, amen, children, your saved mother or father, your saved friends and family, amen. We not going to prevent them, Dr. Sykes, from getting up and being with the Lord. In other words, they just outran us a little bit. They were the ones, amen, that got to the grave first, amen. But we who remain, we not going to stop them from getting up and being with the Lord. Verse 16, this is, I'm excited, Dr. Lindsay. He says in verse 16, and I'm getting ready to run out the door, he says, for the Lord himself, come on now, it ain't going to be a commercial with an avatar. Come on now, it's not going to be an AI or artificial generated thing, but it says the Lord himself. Have I got a witness? It ain't going to be, amen, what somebody told you. It ain't going to be, amen, what you heard. But it's going to be live and in person. It's not going to be an avatar. It ain't going to be something generated. But it's going to be the the Lord himself. The record says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. In other words, it's going to come a time that those that died in the Lord, those that died, amen, in God, those that believed in Jesus, there's going to come a time when they're going to leave this world alone, amen. There's going to come a time those that have died and trusted God, that God's going to call them up to meet him in the air. Then, verse 17, it says, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. I don't know about you today, but I'm glad today that there's going to be a great getting up morning. There's going to be a cracking of the sky. The archangel's going to shout, and somebody going to get up and shout my troubles over. Aren't you glad today that we got the comfort for the Lord, that the Lord himself will call you from labor to reward? I don't know about you, but I'm glad today that we're living in a time that God's grace and God's mercy is still calling men and women to salvation. I'm still glad today that I can tell somebody that the wages of sin is still there, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. I'm still glad today that we're living in a dispensation where the hand of grace is still extended. So church, don't worry about the petty stuff. Don't worry about the little stuff. Don't worry about the attitude and the ungratitude. So we got to continue to preach and teach the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Why? Because when he cracks the sky, I want to be ready. Somebody said, I want to be ready. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. I don't know about you. I want to see the smile on grandmama's face. I want to see the smile on granddaddy's face. I want to see the smile on your and my face. When Jesus, when Jesus, when King Jesus, somebody say, right on, right on, right on, right on. King Jesus, he came early in ministry on a donkey and the lamb and the coat of an ass. But this time, I said this time, he's King of Kings, he's Lord of Lords. God is good. Amen. And look what God has done in all of our lives. Enjoy your Super Bowl party. But when the Lord cracks the sky, put that buffalo wing down. You don't need it no more. Have a guy with you? He's still swinging on some brewskis. Amen. Put the brewskis down. Ever got a win? Not going to need that high no more.
Ooh.
All right. Ooh. Come on, now. He got one of them funny looking cigarettes. Something stuffed in that pipe.
Yeah.
He ain't going to need that no more. Some folks might even be popping the vein. Not going to need that no more. God, we'll give you a new body. Amen. Not made by him, but eternal in the heaven. Amen. Amen. You talking about a Super Bowl party. Super Bowl getting up part. Amen. Amen. And you ain't got to worry about your team not winning. Because he's already got the victory. Amen. Y'all know they can't be telling you y'all Super Bowl party. Amen. But if you see, if you see you sitting in there with all your friends, amen, and half of them gone, and you still sitting there, you done missed the ride. But it won't be because the gospel wasn't preached. Amen. We're going to keep preaching it, and church, get ready. We can get back out there and preach this gospel. And ain't nobody going to be scared. God said he's going to be with us through the valley of what? Shadow of death. And we don't have to fear what?
No evil.
Amen. Record says, he told Peter, he said, Peter, who the men say that I am? Peter said, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. And he said, flesh and bones didn't tell you that. He said, you got that straight from God. And he said, Peter, upon this rock, I'll build what? My church. And the gates of what? Hell shall not prevail again. It's time to go kick some hell buttons. Amen. We got quiet. Oh, hell, we got quiet. We're going to work on that next week. We're going to work on that next week. All right. There might be someone here today that doesn't know God in the free party of this. Doesn't know that Jesus that is coming back to receive the dead in Christ, and those of us who remain to himself, to indicate that the spirit of grace, Dr. Sykes, is no longer here, but a dispensation of tribulation has entered. When the church is raptured out of this world, the tribulation period will come. So all of us are going to be in the church that gets raptured, dead in Christ. Caught up to the Lord in the air. So if you don't know that God, and you don't know that Jesus, you don't know that salvation, we give you an invitation today that you can come and get to know him for yourself. But grandma can't make that decision. Daddy can't make that decision.
surrender now. Let it have its way. When you push that we make, choices that we make will determine eternity.
Thank God for the gift that He gives us.